Hello,
Dennis. Oh, hi, Dennis. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, my God, Tina, I'm good. I've been wanting to call you, and I couldn't find your number because I think I can answer the phone now. Oh, wait, no. Oh, you want the payment, aren't you?
Yeah, we're having trouble with this month's payment, so I figured something was going on with the card we have on file.
Right, right. Well, yeah, no, there is. There's no money in the account right now because I'm getting divorced, so.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, the hits keep coming, I tell you. I don't know. So,
okay.
Yeah, but
you just need a little more time?
Yes, yes. I just, I'm about to get them. I should have some patients going in there this tonight, I hope, man. I need to get somebody in there tonight because I'm behind on everything.
Okay. So I'll put a note on here that the payment should be good within the next couple of days. And if for some reason it's not, I can follow up with you next week, okay?
All right, Tina. And hey, is this thing up and running yet? I mean, I think I did what I was supposed to do.
I see that you're having the website hosting only, right, for $49?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it should be up and running. Let me just double check and look at your site.
Because I can't even get on it.
On the dashboard, you mean?
Yeah, isn't that through Facebook? Is that the one?
So, oh yeah, I actually went to your website through Facebook, GroganFenceLLC.com, and the site is, there's a little orange banner that goes up on the site when the payment starts failing, and that's just meant to be a friendly reminder that the payment's not going through, but once the payment does go through, that orange banner will come down within one business day. But other than that, the site is up and it's fully functional, and you can still receive client calls from it because the phone number is still displayed.
Okay, and, oh, shit, really?
Yes.
All right, okay, there's just one more thing I wanted to ask. How do I check the emails and everything for that?
So if somebody fills out the lead form on the site, it will automatically come to your email and your text message. But if you want to go on and look at the dashboard, do you want me to send you the login for it again?
Yes.
Okay, so give me a second here. Now, it's not going to let you in while the payment's not going through. So if you tried to log in right now, it'll just say, you know, your account's in suspension. Click here to reactivate. But once the payment goes through within the next day or so, you'll have full access again. Now, one question before I send this is the password is blank, which means you must have reset it. Do you want to try it with the one that you know, or do you want me to set a temporary password just so you could get in and then you could...
How do you know the password?
Okay, so then let me... Yeah, sometimes people start logging in from their computer or their phone, and then the system will autofill it for them. But let me set a new temporary password anyway. That way you can definitely get in. And then if you want to reset it, you can do it again. So I just reset the password, and now I'm going to send you the fresh login with the new password. So you'll have no problem logging in the next day or so once the payment goes through, okay?
The payment goes through, okay.
Okay, yeah, so other than that, let me just see if, okay, no, you're good to go. I was going to see if there was any notification that came in the meantime that said you have a lead on the dashboard because I could have just shared that with you, but I don't see that that's happened, you know, since the account went into the status, so you're good there, okay?
Oh, but were there leads prior to that?
Yeah, there's 27 leads on the dashboard, but that also includes calls coming through the call tracking number. So I don't know if you still have that or not. Let me just look. It looks like now you took it off and you're just having people call you directly, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, we have 904-600-1041. That's what we're promoting for you now. But before, we used to have another 904 area code number that would forward over to your number. So when people would call through that, yeah, you could see the calls on the dashboard. So that's what I'm seeing here is older calls, like back from October before we made that switch.
Okay, so there's nothing new since, I mean, there's no new leads
well,
since October?
Well, moving forward, we won't see if they call you directly. You're going to have to just ask people the old-fashioned way, like, hey, how did you find me by chance? You know what I mean? So because the only way we can see the calls on the dashboard is if they use that call tracking number.
Right, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Yeah, and if you ever want to put that back on, we can re-enable that for you. But for now, I think if you do it the old-fashioned way, you'll still be able to kind of track it a little bit.
Right, I just start picking up the phone when I can't while I'm working.
Oh, yeah. I see. Well, just make sure that you your voice mailbox is, you know, is clear and people can leave a message, because that's a pet peeve of mine. Sometimes, you know, I call someone and then they have a voice mailbox that's full or that's not set up. And then I always tell them, you know, why do you pay a company to do marketing and then when a client calls you, they can't get through? That's a missed opportunity, you know? But most people won't have a problem leaving a message for you, or at least you'll see, oh, I missed a call from this and such number, and you can get back to them, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm putting this tonight or tomorrow morning, then you guys can hit it.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, the system tries it once daily anyway, so I'll circle back to the account tomorrow and just make sure it processed. And like I said, if it doesn't, I won't panic. I'll just wait till maybe Monday, and I'll follow up with you then, okay?
All right, well, you're not the only one that's bringing my phone for money, I'll tell you that.
That's funny. My husband always says people only call you when they want something, right?
That's all good.
But seriously, if you have any questions on either one of those emails that I sent you, feel free to give us a call, okay?
All right, Tina, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.